All right. What can you consider when it comes to adopting? Just some specifics that you can, you know, be contemplating. How about this? When it comes to the whole issue of the fact that the child is adopted, your child is adopted, your child will be, the person will be adopted and will become your child. Is it better to never let the child know that he or she was adopted? Is it better to just let them assume, as probably most children would, if not told any different, that they are your biological children? Basically, keep it a secret that they are not your biological children, that they are your adopted children. And actually, it is better to have a conversation with them and to start having that conversation soon. Not a conversation where you deceive or you make allusions, suggestions, and just kind of leave it to the child to kind of figure out what all the signals mean. No, you want to give a lot of thought to how you will talk to your son or daughter about their family background. That might be especially difficult for you to decide if your child was abandoned or abused, or in cases where little information is available to you. It's important to know that your child's emotional issues stemming from him or his or her adoption might be something that you'll need to address and perhaps even seek counseling for in the future. A lot of you have heard me say this before. There's just some things that we don't need help with. We can resolve them without even going to friends. Don't even need to bounce things off anyone. We can just give it some thought. Boom, we got it resolved. We have the answer. We have the solution. Other times we need to bounce something off someone and have a trusted friend we can talk with. Get their input. Sometimes issues can be complicated enough that we really do need someone who is trained professionally to help bring resolution. Nothing bad about that. You talk about all the issues that humans can bring to any relationship equation. Husband and wife who agreed to get married. Many of them smiling while they got married, while they were saying, I do. Smiling on the way to the altar, smiling while at the altar, smiling walking away from the altar. And they can still give each other a hard time. Sometimes, I mean, you think about it. Mom and dad decided they wanted to have these children. And then when the children come, they blame the children, some of them, blame the children for being there. I could be doing so much more if I didn't have to take care of you. What an ugly thing to say to any child. But especially when you made the decision to have the child or children without their say-so. They weren't even around when you made that decision. And you're going to blame them because some of your freedom has been curtailed? It's all about attitude, isn't it? Yeah. Some kind of way figuring out that we really can find fulfillment with our children. And that life doesn't have to be a matter of being fulfilled only without children. They're precious. Let's love them and take care of them. Good care of them. But you realize that this whole issue of taking good care of them will mean having a good conversation with the children about who they are, who they come from, where they come from, where they are right now. Who is it that they're connecting with now? Their family background, your family background. Because your family now has become their family. Or if you do the adopting, your family becomes their family. Your cousins become, in a way, their cousins. Your aunts and uncles become, in a way, their aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles. Your grandparents, in a way, become their great grandparents. So talk about family backgrounds and don't hold back from them until they're 19 or 20, if you've adopted them at age 5 or 4, that they're adopted. Have that discussion with them. If your potential adopted child will be of a different race or nationality, think about how you'll help them keep a positive identity with their background. Positive identity. Your first instinct may be to raise them as an American. That's a good thing. If you're an American, you're living in America, raise your children as Americans. But also, remember that it's important for them to have a sense of where they came from ethnically, nationally. This might help your future son or daughter become a well-rounded, confident individual as they age. Don't keep those secrets. Keep in mind that you should become well-educated on your potential adopted child's country of origin so that you're able to begin teaching them at a young age. I want to repeat that. Start teaching at a young age. Start talking with them about biological parentage and adoptive parentage at an early age, when they're young, soon after they come home. Maybe not, you know, if they're 7 months old, you may not want to start that soon, but you can definitely start having that conversation with them when they're about 3 years old. You'll need to consider whether you're willing to handle any issues that might arise with the child's birth parents. That might include keeping them in your son's or daughter's life, which could entail simple correspondence or some yearly visits, which may or may not be simple. Additionally, be prepared to handle any legal problems that may occur in case the parents decide to renege on the adoption. All right. Talking with you now about adopting a child and ensuring that you're ready. When we discuss adoption again, I'm going to share with you some more beautiful information that I think is so critical, and that is bonding with your adopted baby. Isn't it good to know that we can bond not only with our biological babies, but with our adopted babies as well? I want you to continue thinking about what you're allowing to be posited into your spirits, your minds, your souls. Think about what you're positing into other people. Make a commitment to receive as much that is truly noble, virtuous, and good, and have that just circulating within your spirits, so that when it's time for you to deposit into someone else, you can posit something that is beneficial, something that is going to build them up.